You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We make the dots, you know, the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are operators standing by.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. I did notice a couple here, Josh. It looks like they're kind of off script. So today is National Personal Trainer Awareness Day. And if you think I'm going to a personal trainer, well, it rolls right into today's also National Science Fiction Day. So they kind of go together, don't they? You know, I'm not going to either one of those. So I'll just throw them in together. I will look, though, because I have beaten anorexia. Today's National Cream Puff Day. So I like cream puffs. Those, in fact, those look pretty good there, Josh. Those are nice-looking cream puffs. What else are we going to celebrate today? You know, I had to ask Josh about this one because I didn't know National Buffet Day. And it's been a long time since I've gone to a buffet. I don't even remember. I didn't even know they had buffets that were still opened anymore, but apparently they do. And you know, well, Josh is out there in Vegas. I remember long enough to go way back when. Yes, I know I am old. So you can go to a buffet in Vegas for $2.99 or $3.99. I don't think you can get the drink for that anymore. I'm just throwing that out there, and that's even if you just want water. So that's probably not available anymore. I don't even know. Josh, do you have any idea what a buffet even costs, Josh? Are they expensive out there? Yeah, expense. Okay, I think I saw one of them was like $90 or something for a buffet for a Sunday brunch. I don't know. Well, I guess, you know, we'll just figure it out. We'll go and deal with some of these things at some point in time. Let's see what else is going on. What are the markets doing today? I know I saw early today they were jumping around. There's going to be quite a bit of watching on the markets, and I'll tell you exactly why. Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 61 points right now. It was down a lot earlier. S&P 500 is down 19. The NASDAQ, wow, the NASDAQ is down 186 points. Ooh, that one sounds a little bit painful there. I wonder what's going on the NASDAQ, but we'll figure that out. Ow! Oil down 99 cents a barrel. I wonder why oil would be down 99 cents a barrel. We'll talk about that in a minute. Should we look at gas prices? I was on the road this weekend. I saw gas prices. Apparently, I am a little bit slow. I've shared that with you. Right here in the form of the Golden State, we're paying $4.71 a gallon average. I think before I left town, it was $4.49, I think, is what we paid. There in Nevada, it's $3.94. Now, I should have called Josh before I went getting gasoline when I got there. I think I paid $4.19 a gallon in Nevada. $4.19, and that's just for the regular stuff. I wasn't even using premium. And I was not on the strip. I was not right off the freeway. You know, I was about 4 or 5 miles off the freeway. And I paid $4.19 a gallon. I heard Sam's Club is at $3.49. Okay, so obviously I was not doing things as well as I should have. $2.65 is what Arian is paying. $2.65 a gallon. When you call our office and need help with loans, after our initial consultations, Arian is the one that we're talking to. $2.65 a gallon she's paying there in Mississippi. I might have to go there just to fill up for gasoline. And I'm kind of curious as to why I would have thought the gas prices, although I'm going to say it anyway. So the Iranians decided they're going to put a ship out there in the Red Sea because the U.S. finally woke up. I guess somebody was able to wake up the president while he was on another vacation. And they sunk a few of the Houthi ships out in the Red Sea that were bothering or they've only attacked the U.S. 107 times, so maybe the president eventually will do something about that. But the Houthis were out there causing trouble in the Red Sea. The U.S. sunk three of their ships, so Iran decided to put one of their ships in there. Now, the Iranians, we found out, they're bullies. What do you do with a bully? You hit him in the nose, right? So they're chicken, so they stuck one ship out there. We saw oil prices go up, and now they're back down again. So that kind of gives you an idea of what's going on out there in the Red Sea with oil prices down almost $1 a barrel, $70.68 a barrel right now. The big issue in the markets, and this is why we're seeing the NASDAQ is down 185 while the Dow is up. Well, apparently it has to do with a downgrade of Apple. Seeing some downgrades in a couple of the biggies, the Magnificent Seven. They've been driving everything for the longest time. So downgrade in Apple has hurt the NASDAQ, hurt the Dow a little bit. Last time I looked, if you exclude Apple and you exclude Microsoft, the Dow would have been up significantly. Take a look and see what else is going on in the world. So I got a article from our friends at ABC News and Talk, 2023 top 10 celebrity homes. Purchases, sales is what they're looking at. So I looked at this. It doesn't mean anything to you or me. The vast majority of us are never going to buy one of these homes. We're never going to see one of these homes, but they're fun. Rod Stewart listed his Beverly Park home in 2023. Big property right there. So if you're looking, if you go and look at the article. We look also, if I can get my screen to move, for over 50 years, the London-born and raised Sir Rod Stewart's distinctive raspy voice and charismatic stage presence have made him a beloved and very successful artist. So I'm trying to find a 4,500-square-foot guest house. Not bad. The home has 13 bedrooms, 28,500 square feet, over 3 acres, Los Angeles, north of Beverly Park Turf. And most of us don't even have a 4,500 square foot house. That's for sale for a cool $80 million. $80 million for that property. Jim Carrey listed his LA home, $26.5 million on Jim Carrey's house. He's relocated to Maui. Okay, I guess there's a lot of rebuilding going on over there. $26.5 million. Giselle Bundchen bought an equestrian ranch in 2023, 7.5 acre equestrian ranch, Southwest Ranches, Florida, $9.1 million. Look at the difference in price values between there and here. Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie owned a house in New Orleans. You remember the movie Mr. and Mrs. Smith? I'm not a movie buff, but they've got that house up for sale, $2.5 million in New Orleans. For what did I say it was? I don't know. $2.5 million, big property there too. Elton John, Sir Elton John, sold his Atlanta residence, $7.2 million. Let's see, we're still going to get into the top 10. Robin Williams, longtime San Francisco home, 2023. Obviously, a sad time. 2014, Robin Williams took his own life. You never know what's going on behind the scenes, do you? Loved watching Robin Williams, one of the few actors or actresses I really enjoyed. I'm not a big movie buff, so. Joe Jonas, Sophie Turner, weeks before they filed for divorce, sold their Miami waterfront home, $15 million. They paid, wow, nice profit from the $11 million they paid in 2021. 10,414 square feet in that one. And I think this is this the last one? If my screen will move for me, I'm not sure it will. Let's see. Yeah, I don't like this. Jacqueline Kennedy's house, $15 million. That's enough of that. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, three keys to hitting your home ownership goals in 2024. What's the 524 rule for credit cards? Pros and cons of leveraging your home equity for financing and more. Reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Ron Siegel Radio. Your home and mortgage connection.
Homeowners over the age of 62 are taking back financial control after retirement with reverse mortgages. And the Siegel Lending Team is here to help you use it to your advantage. Call Ron Siegel with Geneva Financial to receive your free information booklet with no obligation. The booklet answers all your questions, and the best part is, you still own your home. Call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990 or visit ronsiegelradio.com.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference in the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. RSRNoDebt.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990, the Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva's got the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Every day at this time, OBMMI, they provide the most comprehensive, accurate, timely, and interactive analysis of pricing ever conducted in the mortgage industry, calculated from actual locked rates. They tell us the locked rate. They don't tell us points paid, points received, or the APR. Locked rates with consumers across 42% of all mortgage transactions nationwide. These are rates from December 29, the last day the market was open, December 29. 30-year conforming rate, 6.564. Nice to see that six handle in there. Jumbo, 6.514. That's pretty unique. We rarely see where the jumbo loan is actually lower than the conforming loan, but 6.514. FHA, 6.485. The 30-year USDA loan, 6.54. That's a rural area, generally no down payment. And the best loan on the market, that's for those that earned it, the 30-year VA loan, 6.174. Love our veterans. And if you want to get our market commentary, we put it out as early as we can each day. I know it's a little late today, tomorrow will be even later because of data that's coming out. Go to rsrmarketminute.com, rsrmarketminute.com. We send that out by email. And there's lots of folks that are getting that right now from us. So if you want to be one of them, rsrmarketminute.com, totally free to you. The S&P 500 right now is down 19.25. The 10-year Treasury up 6 basis points. Mortgage-backed securities are down 18 basis points. Remember, when that bond goes down, interest rates go up. So it's just mathematics the way that works. So we're watching all of that for you. What's driving the market? Well, it's all just following the news. Stocks and mortgage bonds starting the new year downside. 10-year yields are up 6 to 394. Weighing on the bond prices is the activity in the Red Sea. I told you about that a little earlier. Still attacks on ships in the area, and Iran has now sent a warship into the region. So tensions are escalating. Oil prices have risen by 2% as a result. Remember, I told you they're down a little bit now, but they've gone up 2% over time. And this week, we're going to be getting a lot of data. So that's what's going to really drive the numbers. So we're going to get the ADP jobs report. Generally, that comes out on Wednesdays because of the holiday. It's coming out on Thursday. We're going to get the BLS jobs report. That'll come out on Friday. Expecting 115,000 new jobs added. In December for ADP, 160,000 for the BLS jobs report. The unemployment rate is expected to rise from 3.7 to 3.8. We're going to get the Fed minutes are going to come out. So we'll be watching all of that for you. That's going to come out. The Fed minutes come out on Wednesday. Our report will come out before that, but we're going to see those Fed minutes coming out. And we're going to be coming out with a forecast. So I take into account a lot of different sources, and we'll put all that together and see what we think is right and wrong and all that good stuff, and we'll probably share that forecast next week. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva's got the programs and the products. You just need to make a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And Josh did look this up for me. So buffet, $65 for lunch. Wow. Man, well, you know something, I guess, now Josh is out there in Vegas. So if you go to a buffet, $65 for lunch could be a great value. Now, probably not if you're a resident of the Las Vegas area, it's not a good value. If you're a visitor in the area, that could be a good value because I bet in the time that you go to lunch, you can lose a whole lot more at the tables and in the slot machines than $65. And if you were there this last weekend, I would almost promise it because I don't know if they have any of the lower price tables anymore, but $25 and $50 tables is what I hear is the norm over the New Year's weekend. And we drove down on New Year's Eve day. We actually drove the strip. We just wanted to see what was going on. My wife wanted to see that. Is it called the sphere? The big ball that they have there. Is it called the sphere? Okay. She wanted to see that thing. Pretty magnificent. We didn't go in, just drove by it a couple times. But it was a lot of people there. And I guess at night, well, they close it down, but it's a lot more people. Thankfully, we were not anywhere near there. So we stayed out of the area. Did get to a great restaurant, though. Thanks to Josh, we went to Capo's. And if you're ever in the area, Capo's Italian. We had a large party even. And excellent food, excellent service. So if you're in the area, and not that expensive even, Josh. It was a good place. Very, very, very nice. So highly recommend Capo's if you're in the area. But I digress. I'm just having a chat with you this morning. Let's get into some real estate goodies. What is a 524 rule for credit cards? A 524 rule for credit cards. So let's see if I can figure what that is. That's your Credit Matters segment brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report and it is wrong. What's the 524 rule? No secret, the credit card issuers use welcome bonus offers to attract new signups, to limit signups from people who solely want to churn through welcome offers. Card issuers may implement credit card approval policies. One example is the 524 rule. What is it? It's an unofficial credit card approval policy. If you've opened five or more credit cards in the past 24 months, a card issuer who enforces the 524 rule will not approve you for a new one, even if the credit cards are from different card issuers. For example, let's say the following are your most recently opened cards. Card A opened March 22. Card B opened May of 22. Card C opened June of 22. Card D opened April of 23. And card E opened October of 23. In this example, opening card E puts you past the 524 limit. If you're interested in a credit card from a card issuer that enforces it, you will not be eligible until April of 24. The rule only focuses on the account opening date, so closing an account will not reset the clock. Denied applications won't count against the limit, though too many recent inquiries might separately lead to rejection. Authorized user accounts opened in the past 24 months can also push you over the limit, depending on how they appear on your credit report. However, the card issuer may reconsider your application if you reach out and explain that you're only an authorized user on the account. Being under the 524 limit does not automatically mean you're approved. The number of recently opened credit cards is just one factor in credit card approval. Your income, debt levels, credit history, and other factors also influence approval decisions. The 524 rule could play a significant role in your credit card application strategy, particularly when you're going after the most attractive credit card offers. If you're considering several different credit cards, you might prioritize applying for credit cards with high rewards, valuable perks, and attractive sign-up bonuses. Consider asking your card issuer for a product change rather than applying for a new credit card. You may be able to upgrade or downgrade an existing credit card without impacting your 524 status, depending upon how your credit card reports changes. Keep track of your credit card open dates so you'll know when you're approaching the limit. Do you really need that many new credit cards? What are people using that? If you're applying for that many new credit cards, put in the chat, what do you need that many new credit cards for? I just find it fascinating to find out what those issues are. I was looking at some new laws for 2024 as well. There's some interesting new laws going into it. I should say that's the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. Just a fun chat. New laws going into effect. You got to love some of these right here in the formerly Golden State. How about fast food? Got to love this one. So fast food companies, $20 an hour minimum wage. $20 an hour. Okay, so we tell you all the time, what does that mean? What's going to happen? Well, Pizza Hut, they laid off all their drivers, or a lot of their drivers, because they can't afford $20 an hour minimum wage. So, good deal. You get $20 times zero is, do the math, carry the one. I think that's zero. So, who does that affect? I stopped along the highway yesterday at a McDonald's. Unfortunately, I was not at the one in Baker or the liquor store in Baker. I understand the liquor store in Baker, they sold a Powerball ticket that had $1.2 million winner on there. Wasn't me. But in any event, so at the McDonald's, there wasn't anybody taking orders there. It was all done by kiosk. So how's that $20 an hour working out for you now? Just throw that out there. I understand Jersey Mike's, because they bake their bread on site, they're not considered a fast food restaurant. So they don't have to go with that $20 an hour. I'm going to go through a few more of these when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Ron Siegel Radio. Your home and mortgage connection.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you can retire someday? Build bigger savings, invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less? All without having to spend more each month than you spend right now. Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. rsrnodebt.com. Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com and start owning today.
Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Hey friends, do you dream of mortgage-free home ownership? Are you aware that even if you own your home free and clear, it could still be costing you thousands per year? The Siegel Lending Team can help you generate tax-free income, accumulate family wealth, and maintain ownership of your home. By simply emailing your most recent mortgage statement, you'll receive a no-obligation real estate plan. Learn more by calling 1-800-306-1990 or email me your recent mortgage statement to pear@ronsiegelradio.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by rsrmoney.com, rsrmoney.com. Three keys to hitting your homeownership goals in 2024. If buying or selling a home is your goal for 2024, it's important to understand today's housing market. Know your why and work with industry experts to bring your homeownership vision for the new year into focus. Over the last year, the economy had a big impact on the housing market and likely on your wallet too. That's why it's crucial to have a clear picture of not just the market today, but also on what you want out of it when you buy or sell a home. Danielle Hale, chief economist at Realtor.com, explains, quote, "The key to making a good decision in this challenging housing market is to be laser focused on what you need now and in the years ahead so that you can stay in your home long enough that buying is a sound financial decision," unquote. Here are a few things to think through as you define your goals for 2024. Number one, know your why. You're dreaming about making a move for a reason. What is it? No matter what's happening in the market, there are still many compelling reasons to buy a home today. Your needs may have changed in a way your current house cannot address, or you could be ready to step into home ownership for the first time. Use your why and your motivation as a guidepost in partnership with an expert advisor to make sure your move gives you a lasting sense of accomplishment. Number two, figure out what your next home needs to look like. You know you want to move, but how would you describe your dream home? The number of homes for sale has grown recently, and that could mean more options to choose from when you buy. But overall, housing supply is still lower than more normal years in the market, so you'll have to work closely with a pro to find what you're looking for. Just be sure to keep your budget in mind as you balance your wants and needs. The better you understand what's essential and where you can be flexible, the easier it will be to find a home that's right for you. Number three, determine if you're ready to buy. Getting clear on your budget and available savings is essential before you get too far into the process. Partnering with a local agent and a lender early is the best way to make sure you're in a good position to buy. This could include planning on how much to save for a down payment, getting pre-approved, or better yet, pre-underwritten for a home loan, and assessing your current home equity if you're selling your existing house. A professional will guide you through every step of the process. Buying or selling takes expertise to navigate. If that feels a bit overwhelming, that's normal. Don't let uncertainty hold you back from your goals this year. A trusted expert will help you bridge the gap and give you the facts and advice you need about today's housing market. Give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Be more than happy to get you on a game plan for whatever it is that's your goal. I'm going to also share with you that our plan this year, we've got a game plan for 2024 also. So every quarter, every person that gets a loan with our team or refers somebody to our team for a home loan, doesn't matter whether it's a purchase or a refi, we're going to put your name into a raffle. And we're going to pay somebody's mortgage payment. Yes, there are limitations, and you can get all that information from us. But every quarter, we're going to pay somebody's mortgage, again, with certain limitations. Make sure that you're talking to us about it. And if you refer multiple people to us, you can get your name in the raffle multiple times. And we'll do it just like we did with all the giveaways we gave, all the trips we gave away last month. Josh will put the names onto a wheel. We'll spin the wheel. And whoever's name, I have no idea where it's going to stop. That's the person that's going to end up getting the their mortgage payment, their mortgage paid for them. So just throw that out there for you, as that's going to be one of our fun facts, fun giveaways for next year. Let's take a look and see what some of the other new laws that are going into effect. I'm looking at a website called Cal Matters is where we're getting this information from. Consumer protection requires insurance companies negotiate and settle payments with ambulance companies for out-of-network charges and limits ambulance bills for uninsured people to the Medi-Cal or Medicare rate. Okay, more rules to govern you. Again, what's going to end up happening if the ambulance companies can't afford to provide the service? What's going to happen then? Establishes a state restitution fund for consumers fall victim to false advertising. So you fall victim to false advertising, or put it the other way, I fall victim to false advertising, and you have to pay for it. Criminal justice established a pilot program in 6 cities for speeding cameras. That's going to be an interesting one, because don't we still have the right to face our accuser in this country? So speeding cameras. Now, again, the way I understand it, if it's over, it's going to only kick in if you're driving 11 miles an hour or more over the speed limit. There's a law that lifts a statewide ban on cruising and undoes a ban on modifying vehicles to certain low height. Adds 3 years to the sentence for dealing more than 1 kilogram of fentanyl. Maybe, should I say it or should I not? Now, if you're dealing fentanyl, maybe somebody should give you a little bit of what you're selling. I have no mercy on these people that are selling fentanyl and killing our Americans. No mercy. I just don't, you know, I wish our law, our politicians, our lawmakers would be a little bit more forceful on that, because you're already starting to see what's happening. You know, whenever somebody is stealing at a local store, well, that store, yes, it costs them immediately, but it costs you and me down the road, because that store is going to end up having to raise prices. When they raise prices, who gets to pay for that? That's when we get to pay. So I'm just going to throw that out there for you. What's happening now is, I just saw in the news a couple times over the holidays that we got the vigilantes are coming back. Not saying it's right. I'm just saying it's what's happening. So the vigilantes will see people stealing, and they stop the crooks and hold them there until the police show up. Could be dangerous. We'll see. So just be careful. I don't know why people think they have the right to steal. Education. There's a new program in California. Streamlines the process for undocumented college students to apply for state financial aid. Healthcare expands Medi-Cal to eligible undocumented immigrants for all ages. Okay, that's more. And we're already $68 billion in the hole, and we're going to go further. And under Governor Abbott, seeing these things and sending more people to California. Requires private health insurance plans to cover birth control products for women without prescriptions or co-pays and in-network policies, and bans out-of-pocket costs for vasectomies for men with private insurance. Requires nursing homes to offer residents copies of any information that explains reasons for their eviction. Okay. Housing makes it easier for religious institutions and nonprofit colleges to develop affordable housing. Gives developers permission to build denser, taller buildings if they set aside additional units for middle-income earners. There's more housing laws. Easier for courts to slap down frivolous environmental lawsuits. That's a good one. Have to read the details. Always got to get the details on these things. Increase of guaranteed paid sick leave from 3 days a year to 5. Bans employers from using hair or urine tests for marijuana in their decisions to fire or penalize workers. And bar employers from asking job applicants about prior cannabis use. So you can't even ask anymore. Okay. I think that's... Isn't cannabis still illegal federally? I think it is. And so, you know, it's all these nanny state things. You know, if a company does something that's egregious and stupid, there are capitalistic ways of solving that problem. How? You don't frequent them. If I go in here and tell you that XYZ company does something that's against your core values, okay, well, you may not want to hire them. You may not want to patronize them. We're in the financial services business. People will have an expectation of what they want and what they see from somebody that's in financial services. They're not wanting to entrust their money with somebody that they perceive, whatever their perception is, of being too radical. It's a conservative type industry. Just throw that out there for you. The market will solve all these things. We don't need politicians to make more rules for us. And it's fascinating when I watch how some of the rules, even the courts are starting to say, you know, you can't do that. It's not constitutional. You're not allowed to do those things. There's so much, especially in California, when it comes to gun laws. Whether you like them or not, it's still part of the Constitution that guns are legal. And the only one that gun laws are going to stop or address anything to do with guns is honest people. The crooks don't care. The politicians are not smart enough to know that. Unbelievable. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, things to consider if your house didn't sell, pros and cons of leveraging your home equity for financing, all that and more. Reach me anytime off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Ron Siegel Radio, your home and mortgage connection.
Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less? All without having to spend more each month than you spend right now. Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. rsrnodebt.com. Are you tired of paying rent? Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Do you know qualified folks
can potentially purchase a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. Ron Siegel can help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. If you're tired of paying someone else's mortgage, reach out to Ron today at ronismylender.com. That's ronismylender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report and it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. Pros and cons of leveraging your home equity for financing. If you're a homeowner who needs to borrow money, tapping into your home equity is a common strategy that can help you accomplish your goal. Yet, before you fill out an application for a home equity loan or line of credit, it's important to do your research. Not only should you understand how this type of financing works, but you'll also want a clear overview of the pros and cons of this type of credit before you put your home on the line. What is home equity financing? When you borrow money from a lender, you can choose between two types of financing, secured and unsecured. With unsecured financing, you don't need to back the loan, credit card, or line of credit with any type of asset. But if you open any type of secured credit, the lender will ask you to pledge an asset called collateral that it can seize should you fail to repay your credit obligation as promised. Home equity financing falls into the category of secured credit. Two common types of home equity financing are home equity loans and home equity lines of credit, also known as HELOCs. With both financing options, a portion of the equity in your home serves as collateral for the money you borrow from a lender. Home equity is the difference between the value of your home and the amount you owe on your mortgage. So if you owe $100,000 to your mortgage lender, but your home is worth $250,000, you have $150,000 worth of equity in your property. Some lenders may let you borrow up to 85%, some goes 90, of your home's value with a home equity loan or home equity line of credit, HELOC, including your primary mortgage. It's called a cumulative loan to value, depending on your FICO scores and other factors. Pros and cons of home equity financing. As with any type of financing, there are benefits and drawbacks to leveraging your home equity to access credit. It's important to consider all the ways, positive and negative, that home equity-based financing could impact you before you decide if this type of financing makes sense for you. Pros: competitive interest rates. When you back a loan with the equity of your home, there's less risk involved for the lender. As a result, the interest rate on home equity loans and HELOCs are often lower than you'll find on other types of financing products, such as credit cards or unsecured personal loans. Keep in mind, however, that every situation is different. Your FICO score and other factors will impact the financing offers you receive. Possible tax deduction. In some cases, you may be able to deduct the interest you pay on a home equity loan or a HELOC from your taxes. However, you'll need to meet IRS requirements, including using the funds you borrow to buy, build, or substantially improve a qualified residence. There are also limitations on the amount you can deduct. If you have questions, speak with a trustworthy tax advisor. If you don't have one, call me at 800-306-1990. I'd be happy to refer you to one. If you're eligible, the potential deduction could add up to a meaningful savings on your federal tax return. Borrowing flexibility. Lenders often place few restrictions on how you can use the cash you borrow with home equity loans and HELOCs. So if you're looking for a flexible borrowing solution, home equity financing might be a good fit. Cons, the bad side. Risk of foreclosure. With home equity financing, you pledge your home as collateral to back the loan or line of credit you secure from a lender. If you're unable to repay the money you borrowed as promised, the lender could foreclose on your home to recuperate its losses. This is a significant risk that you should make sure you are 100% comfortable taking before you consider this type of financing. Fees. Every home equity loan or HELOC is different. However, it's common for lenders to charge fees. That would be closing costs, origination fees, appraisal fees, annual fees, title insurance, escrow, top of your annual percentage rate for this type of financing. Fees may be due at closing or could come out of your loan proceeds. It's important to compare multiple lenders and financing options to make sure you get the best deal available. Additional monthly payment. When you borrow against your home equity, you essentially owe a second mortgage payment on your home. This additional payment may increase your debt and could impact your household budget. Some people use home equity loans or HELOCs to consolidate high-interest credit card debt, but if you're borrowing additional money for other purposes, you should be extra cautious and make sure you can afford the new payment before you apply for financing. Bottom line, home equity financing can be a solid and more affordable financing solution for many borrowers, but it's not a perfect fit for everyone. If you feel uncomfortable about pledging your home to your secure financing, probably better to explore other options. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. We'll chat about it. And don't forget, you look at it, maybe it's time to look and say, okay, maybe we should just do a cash out refinance. We can explore that option as well if you have needs. Cash out refinance. That's the RSR2step.com. RSR2step.com. We've talked about that in the past, getting that refinance done now and then getting the cash out hit out of the way while rates are a little higher. And if they go down as we anticipate, you're in position to take advantage of that later on. So throw that out there for you to take a look at. That is Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution. Do we have time for another real-time real estate job? I think we have time for it. Yeah. Real-time real estate brought to you by RSRMoney.com. RSRMoney.com. Things to consider if your house did not sell. A lot of people tried to sell, didn't get it sold. I saw some people that were trying to get way too much money for their properties. The value wasn't there or the condition wasn't there. Things to consider if your house didn't sell. If your listing has expired and your house didn't sell, it's completely normal to feel a mix of frustration and disappointment. Understandably, you're probably wondering what may have gone wrong. Here are three questions to ask about as you figure out what to do next. Did you limit access to your house? One of the biggest mistakes you can make when selling your house is restricting the days and times when potential buyers can tour it. Being flexible with your schedule is important, even though it might feel a bit stressful to drop everything and leave when buyers want to see it. After all, minimal access means minimal exposure to buyers. Showing time advises, quote, do your best to be as flexible as possible when granting access to your house for showings, unquote. Sometimes the most determined buyers might come from far away. Since they're traveling to see your house, they may not be able to change their plans easily if you offer only limited times for showings. So try to make your house available as much as you can to accommodate them. It's simple. If no one's able to look at your house, how will it sell? Did you make your house stand out? When you're selling your house, the old saying matters. You never get a second chance to make a first impression. Putting in the work to make the exterior of your home look nice is just as important as how it staged it inside. Freshen up your landscaping to boost your home's curb appeal so you make an impact. As an article from U.S. News says, quote, after all, if people drive by but aren't interested enough to walk through the front door, you'll never sell your house, unquote. But don't let that impact stop at the front door. By removing personal items and reducing clutter inside, you give buyers more freedom to picture themselves in the home. Plus, a fresh coat of paint or thorough floor cleaning can work wonders in sprucing up the house for potential buyers. Did you price your house at market value? Setting the right price is key. While it might be tempting to push the price higher to maximize your profit, overpricing your house can actually turn off potential buyers and slow down the selling process. Forbes notes, quote, pricing a home too high could lead to slower sale or force the seller to drop their price, unquote. If your house is priced higher than others like it, it may discourage buyers, resulting in increased time on the market. Pay attention to the feedback people give your agent during open houses and showings. If lots of people are saying the same thing, it might be a good idea to think about lowering the price. For all these insights and more, rely on a trusted real estate agent or give me a call at 800-306-1990. Marketing, it's what we do. And I'm going to suggest to you, you want to sell your house quicker and for more money? Price it a little bit lower. Get more activity. Get more people excited. They're going to still bid the price up to market value. You're going to get more money for it. And if you want to understand that, we've talked about this many, many times. I've actually showed people how to do this. We've actually showed people how to do this where they increase the listing, the buying agent pricing. We increase the buyer's agent pricing. So we're going to show people how to do that anytime. You can give me a call at 800-306-1990. And as always, we ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Big thanks to Josh and Sean for engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.